Okay, come on, the executive session at 7:34. And Julie, you want to share with us some information?
Yes. Wanted to present to the board our recommendation to upgrade the pay grade schedule to keep Claremont County Public Library competitive in the marketplace and to foster retention. The last significant pay grade revision was in 2012. However, there are two pay grades that are a little bit earlier than that in 2009. That was the last significant for those two pay grades. The time is now. Salary comparisons were done annually over the summer with select libraries. Organizational architecture was contracted to conduct a salary survey back in 2019, which they completed in 2020 during the pandemic, which effectively rendered it obsolete. In 2020, staff voted for union representation, which prohibited us from adjusting the pay grades at that point as we were in negotiations. In 2021 and 2022, we participated in the NEO RLS salary survey, the Northeast Ohio Regional Library System's statewide salary survey. There were 130 libraries across the state that participated, 126 of those being public libraries, out of 251, I believe, public libraries in the state of Ohio. So over 50% participated in the statewide salary survey 2 years in a row. It was conducted by an independent third party to preserve the integrity of that salary survey. The data included across the board, rural, suburban, urban, various revenues streams, full-time employees, numbers broken down by under 100, under 50, over 100. So very good comparison across the board within this salary survey. And it also included percentile averages, minimum and maximum, as well as a 25th percentile, a median, a 75th percentile, which we were able to evaluate then employees in like jobs. So we were not comparing, similar or almost the same. No, these, we were able to identify our positions across the state and so compare apples to apples, which made it a very useful survey. We used the ranges in those two-year surveys from the NEO RLS to review the comparable positions to determine the industry average pay grades. Then we were able to then revise our pay grade schedule to reflect like compared to like. Our recommendation that you have before you is to accept our proposed pay grade schedule, then adjusting employees up to the minimum or 1.5% increase, whichever is higher for those employees to their benefit. That is our recommendation for the board.
Sounds like a great recommendation to me.
And this would affect all employees, both bargaining and non-bargaining unit employees, as it is a comprehensive pay grade schedule.
And 130 participated in this.
Exactly.
Out of 251, you said.
They surveyed academic as well as public libraries. 130 participated, four of which were academic. So there were 126 public libraries in those 130 out of 251 public libraries in the state. So more than half of the public libraries participated, a little bit over 50%.
And talk the adjustment versus if they're already in, if it's 2 or 3 cents higher, talk about that a little bit.
Okay. So right now, if an employee is under the minimum, they would be brought up to, if this is approved, they would be brought up to the recommended minimum now with the new proposed pay grade schedule. For instance, if their minimum is 7 cents under the minimum, they would get 1.5% then an increase, as opposed to being brought up to the minimum, because that would be higher than that 7 cent. We want to do, what's the best for the employee.
Gotcha.
So we would bring them up to, we would compare the minimum, the difference between what they're currently making and the minimum versus the 1.5% and take whichever is higher to increase than the employee. To align them within that pay grade correctly. and to make us maintain our competitiveness and be able to recruit new employees as well as retain existing employees, good long-term employees.
Any comments? Okay.
I would make the motion.
Okay.
I would make the motion that the Library Board of Trustees approves the new pay grade schedule effective August 15th, 2022, and authorizes the administrative team to propose it to the union.
I'll second Humphrey.
Okay. So Mr. Ramos makes the motion, Mr. Humphrey seconds. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work.
Good work. Excellent work.
This was a, talking to the microphone so I don't get yelled at. This was a group effort. This was the administrative team made a commitment to review this. We took our time. We wanted to do it right. We wanted to do it objectively. That was very important to us, is to do this objectively and not look at an individual person. We wanted to look at it across the board, position-wise, where we were, where we needed to be, but also maintain our viability and give something to the board that was acceptable, but also right. So this was, I have to thank the entire administrative team. It was a really concerted group effort to get this done. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, good job. Okay, moving on. I need a motion for resolution 2022-27, acceptance of gifts to the library.
So moved.
Ms. Kosiga makes the motion.
Second.
Mr. Humphrey seconds. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, resolution 2022-28, disposal of unneeded or obsolete library inventory. We need a roll call vote for this. But do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Waits makes a motion.
Second, Humphrey.
Mr. Humphrey seconds.
Mr. Car-
need a roll call vote.
Mr. Cardinal?
Yes.
Ms. Wait?
Yes.
Ms. Kosiga?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Motion carries. And lastly, I need a motion for adjournment. Got a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're done.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, everyone.